And now we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson, discussing subjects related to the home, family, and Christian education.
Today we're continuing to look at the topic, sowing and reaping. The laws of sowing and reaping are clearly stated in God's Word, the Bible. Paul exhorted the Galatian church, "Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not." What is not so well known is that God also sets forth the same principle for parents, indicating that they will reap what they sow in the lives of their children. Exodus 34:7, for instance, tells us that God keeps mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and to the fourth generation. The teaching here is that the sins of the parents will be acquired by their children, forcing God to also bring punishment upon them. In the other direction, however, we also have such promises as Deuteronomy 12:28, "Observe and hear all these words which I command thee, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee forever, when thou doest that which is good and right in the sight of the Lord thy God." Again, the principle of sowing and reaping is seen. As the parents are obedient, their children will adopt the same standards and practices as their parents. God, then, will be able to bless the children in the same way as he has blessed the parents. This principle can be illustrated by numerous individuals in the Bible. For instance, Jehoram was one of the more wicked kings of Judah. We're told that he walked in the ways of the kings of Israel, like as did the house of Ahab, for he had the daughter of Ahab to wife, and he wrought that which was evil in the eyes of the Lord. When Jehoram died, his son Ahaziah became the new king of Judah. In 2 Chronicles 22:3 we read that he also walked in the ways of the house of Ahab, for his mother was his counselor to do wickedly. Like father, like son. The tragedy was that the likeness was in the area of wickedness. Another example comes from the record of King Manasseh. Manasseh had the longest reign of any of the kings of Judah, 55 years, almost all of them years of wickedness. Right near the end of his life, Manasseh repented of his sin and called on the name of the Lord. He spent the remaining years of his life in trying to reverse some of the evil practices he had introduced into Judah. But it was too little, too late. We read in 2 Chronicles 33, verses 21 and 22, "Ammon was 22 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 2 years in Jerusalem. But he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, as did Manasseh his father. For Ammon sacrificed unto all the carved images which Manasseh his father had made, and served them." Again, how tragic that the child should reap the wickedness sowed by the father. There are also godly examples to illustrate the same principle. For instance, in 2 Kings 15, verses 2 and 3, we read that Amaziah was 16 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Azariah had done. The godly example of King Azariah influenced his son Amaziah so that he reaped the benefits of his father's example. Is this the case in your home? Do your children see a godly example every day that they can pattern their lives after? Or do you have an inconsistent example, up one day and down the next? Or even worse, is your example consistently ungodly? Only a wholesome Christian life, lived before your children day by day, can sow the right kind of an example that will allow your children to reap the blessing of God in their lives.
You've just heard Viewpoint, a commentary on the home, family, and Christian education. Your host was Pete Stevenson.